podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
I must be the greatest.
Let's get that done.
I've been here before, and I know what it takes. Hard work, dedication. BoxingVoice.com. There was this.
Win, lose, or draw, we coming to fight. Can't nobody take that away. We're coming to fight.
They do what they can, I do what I want.
When you look at how he throws that left hook, it starts out really low. We're going to see what kind of character he
has. Oh, on the left and right by Maidana. And it's all Marcos Maidana here. Getting a lot of those punches off his shoulder there.
I think anybody out there listening there, anybody, I think that that's a dangerous deal to make.
Can you listen? The concentration is weaving a little bit. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Spontaneous. We are back, baby, and it's on. I'm almost excited for this one. I don't know. I'm thinking like maybe us boxing fans get an opportunity to stick it to you UFC guys. I don't know. I mean, the king himself, Floyd Mayweather, don't call him Junior, take it on Conor McGregor. I know nothing about Conor McGregor except for his highlights on Instagram and things like that. But luckily for us, we hang with a little MM Gayer Moonlighter over here. He likes to watch the guys in the little itty bitty torch shorts, and you know, he's gonna give us his, I guess, professional opinion on it. But I see this nothing more than a money fight for Mr. Money himself. And I think it's a good thing. I'm wondering though, I want to put some questions out there. Now that this is official for August 26th on pay-per-view. We had Badu Jack and his rumored opponent. We had Tevin Farmer calling out, excuse me, backwards. I need my backspin. We had, what's his name? Davis, Tank Davis, calling out Tevin Farmer saying, hey, forget about that IBF eliminator. Let's do it on the Conor McGregor card. Now that this is real, are all those call-outs going to be real? Or is the undercard going to be stacked? What could we expect? All this is what we're going to discuss back and forth and obviously get the public's immediate reaction, my co-host's immediate reaction, the world's immediate reaction, and see. August 26th seems like it's right around the corner, too. This is going to be a fast-track promotion, I'm thinking. But let me jump out to my co-host in the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Thompson.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipsters here, haters beware. And first off, I know you said MMA gay and all that shit. I can't believe you said that. The disrespect. When I know for a fact you have used to watch MMA in the past, so it's unfortunate that you have to have that stance. You have to be
First, I'm only being funny. And secondly, I watched it when it was free on Strikeforce Showtime. Like I never, even now that it's on Fox, I don't like it's, you know, that was just in the past when there wasn't enough boxing to consume.
True. And plus we have a lot of boxing now. So I can see you being just a boxing head and not wanting to watch MMA. If any boxing head out there that doesn't like MMA, that's fine. You can hold those beliefs. You can hate Conor McGregor. You can hate this fight even. I'm not going to be upset with that opinion or stance. But the fight's happening. We can no longer push it aside because it will be in front of us. And for probably a hefty price. I don't know if they're going to do the Mayweather-Pacquiao price for pay-per-view. But it's possible. And what is McGregor? To analyze this fight in any particular way, Mayweather is light years ahead of McGregor in boxing and will forever be light years ahead of him. This is not going to be a competitive contest. Obviously, there's a puncher's chance with Conor McGregor because he's a knockout artist. He has shown that in the UFC. He's a two-weight division champion in the UFC.
Let me interrupt here because you're going to go down this yellow brick road, but knockout puncher with little baby gloves.
I mean, there have been scientific studies on the pounds per square inch delivered by both boxing gloves and MMA gloves with the same, obviously, athlete using the gloves, and it's marginal difference. It would be like a 20 pounds per square inch difference. I believe it. I believe. Hold on.
You're going on a record here as a co-host of one of the biggest podcasts in the world to say that
it doesn't make a difference, but it's a marginal one. These are scientific tests to prove this.
Okay, I'm not going to agree with that at all.
Have not been scientific tests?
I'm just saying that I won't agree with whatever test is telling me that a boxing glove and an MMA, whatever, I don't even know what they're called. What are they called?
They're called gloves. Why wouldn't they be called gloves?
I don't know, because they look like little...
They're gloves.
Bare feet. They look like little bare feet since the fingers are missing.
Anyways, digressing from the disrespect to MMA, that's going to be all throughout this show. Good luck.
I just can't believe that they really did this, though, Matt.
Are you surprised, though?
Wait a minute. I can't believe that you took that stance. I told myself I would make you not forget that when I was speaking about it, you said this would never happen, and Dana White and UFC and all this stuff. I mean, you could be heard talking tremendous loads of
on air, yes,
garbage.
You can go back and look, my opinion has changed over time, and I think everyone's opinions are allowed to change. The fact that my opinion has changed does not mean I'm incorrect or what I'm saying right now is devalued. I'm just saying that my opinion has changed. That I thought at one point the UFC was not going to allow this to happen, and they could have at any point not allowed this to happen. This is happening.
It's bigger than the UFC.
What?
This is bigger than the UFC.
It is, but if you don't think the UFC was involved in allowing McGregor to take this fight, then you are mistaken. You do not know the UFC contract like I do, because there is a UFC contract out there to see. Eddie Alvarez's, for example, is out there to see. It's public records now. My opinion changed, but that's not what I was going to get to. I think that this fight is a money grab. I'm not surprised it's happening at this point now that we have obviously learned throughout the past few months that the UFC is willing to negotiate, willing to allow this to happen, which I was dismissive of in the beginning. But this fight's a money grab. Both Mayweather and McGregor would want this fight. Anyone would want a fight where you're going to make over $100 million for 36 minutes. And God knows what the pay-per-view buy rate is going to be, but if it does anywhere near Mayweather-Pacquiao numbers or even Mayweather-Canelo or Mayweather-Oscar numbers, this is major money for everyone involved. And this is prize fighting at the day. You know, it's a sham. It's a sideshow. It's Ali Inoki again, but it's a money grab. And this is what the sport's sort of built on, is the spectacle and the entertainment factor and fighting for the biggest prize. So I don't know. I'm not going to hate on it that much as maybe some people want me to.
This is Mayweather's longest layoff. We're talking about 23 months that he's been in retirement. He's going to be, well, he is at age 40. And he's going to be facing McGregor that I don't know how dangerous he is, being as though we've never seen him in a boxing ring. But the fight will be on Showtime pay-per-view. I mean, this guy, he's a legend. In the negotiating room, he took a star, and I mean, he just stole them. He stole them from the UFC. He's gonna and look, shout out to McGregor. He's about to get the biggest fucking payday of his life, bro. Do you think Floyd really sticks him and only gives him the $15 million they initially said? Like, hey, you better take this fifteen.
No, that's not gonna happen. Come on.
How much is it then?
Because I mean, I would assume
the Pacquiao purse was out there. What's the purse for this one, man?
This is obviously pure guessing and going off of a very good pay-per-view buy rate. I'm thinking Mayweather easily bags over $250 million. I think Conor / the UFC, because that's the thing I really don't understand, is how the pay split is going to be between that promoter and that fighter. that's going to be over maybe $100 million, $150 million. You're looking at over $500 million fight potentially. This is going to be massive. I mean, don't be mistaken. Time out. Every pay-per-view headline that McGregor's ever had, he's done over a million pay-per-view buys. That's never been done in the history of combat sports. To put that in perspective, that we have maybe two of the biggest names combat sports has ever seen and will ever see in terms of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think this one does way more than the Mayweather-Pacquiao.
I've heard people say that. I don't know. I'm hesitant on it because that fight was just so big. The momentum of that fight was.
You got to understand. The casual is going to look at it like this. First of all, they got a great white hype. Let's just get that right out the way.
Yeah,
they got a great white hope, hype, whatever you want to call him. He's a big guy too, right? How tall is he? He's a tall, tall guy.
No, he's not super tall. He's not super tall.
5'9"? Really? Is that it? Man, he looks like he's taller than that.
Remember, he started off his career at 145.
Have they ever faced off?
No.
Who faced off?
Have Mayweather and Connor?
No, they never encountered each other, I think, physically in any of the... No.
No.
Doomy Doomsday, welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, sorry, guys. You know, still getting the technicians.
So, Mayweather's opening up a minus 1,000 favorite at the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas with McGregor paying back plus 700. So, Mixed Combat Media, you betting some money down? You feeling lucky, punk?
No, hell no. and I'll put it this way. I think it was Ricky Hatton, of all people, to say it. Not to mean that despairingly, but if him, Victor Ortiz, Marquez, Pacquiao, Oscar De La Hoya, Cotto, all these really greats of their time fighters, if they couldn't land the shot, how can McGregor land the shot? McGregor's a very good fighter. Not to disparage him and his skill. He's one of the best fighters on the planet, but he's not a boxer. You know, there's a reason why James Toney, Randy Couture, for example, which happened in the UFC, looked the way it did. Is that these sports are very different.
But what about the fact that Conor has that sense of confidence when he goes in the ring? He's not going to go in the ring traditionally trying to hide and be defensive. No, he's probably going to go in there with that bravado, maybe doing a little of the paintbrush. You know what I'm saying? Getting close to Mayweather, ducking down, showing him how agile and athletic he is himself. Maybe it's something that Mayweather isn't used to either. Who's been cocky with Mayweather? Who's pushed Mayweather?
Yeah, you don't see it too much. But,
not in the way that McGregor's going to do it, for sure. Yeah.
I cannot wait for this buildup. Is McGregor a cursor? Does he swear? Are we going to get some F-bombs out of him in front of Floyd?
He gets as rowdy as his opponent does.
Come on, Alex. Our soundbite of McGregor is, who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
He's going to be throwing out every obscenity in the book. It's going to be an insane buildup. The press conferences alone, I'm hyped for.
UFC style? Didn't UFC used to do like these private little stream press conferences?
But they're not private. The media and public are there usually at press conferences.
No, but I mean the stream. Isn't it like, oh, you got to pay for the stream to watch?
No. Usually the stream is open to the public. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. No such thing as a private stream for a press conference in the UFC history.
I don't know, man. McGregor has a puncher's chance. That's what I say. But
again, punchers.
A puncher's chance. I don't see him acquiring all this, muscle memory and all this knowledge and experience in sparring or whatever he's going to be doing geared towards this fight. He has a puncher's chance. To me, Mayweather, he thrives on guys coming at him with all that. Mayweather's not going to – listen, even though nobody's kind of talked shit, so to speak, in battles against Mayweather at the press conference or whatnot, I still feel that, none of that's going to matter to Mayweather if McGregor's coming to talk the shit and all that shit. Mayweather's just going to fucking do what he does, man. He's a defensive boxer and a counterpuncher.
And the reality is that McGregor would have a hard time with a club-level boxer, I should say. Just like Mayweather would have a hard time with a regional MMA fighter or regional Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Listen, I don't see Mayweather winning any type of mixed combat fight with even somebody that's not even a professional yet, man. Like,
and it's the same.
Who steps up and give Conor some world class sparring to get him ready?
I know he's training with Chris Van Heerden. Whatever you want to say of that, that's not world class, but I mean he is of some level. He is ranked amongst some sanctioning bodies in the top 10, top 15.
I'm pretty sure
he's got to call in some big boys. He's got to.
It's not even big boys. I'm pretty sure that he's getting guys with you know, Floyd Mayweather's natural abilities, you know, his height, length, and all that stuff. I think he's got to get guys that are built like him in order for. And even then, like, who's gonna mimic Mayweather? Really,
he's got nobody.
McGregor having a house both in L.A. and Vegas could play a factor. He could train with Michael Conlan, who lives in L.A. now, who they are both buddies, both Irish, both friends, both have trained together.
So you're telling me a 26-year-old Olympian is gonna help him get ready?
But that could be an open to. That gym, so the Oscar Valdez, yes. The Jesse Magdalenos, that gym could be open to him.
How much are you training?
Freddie Roach has a friendly relationship.
You training? The fight's in August 26, is it not?
Yeah.
Like, how much are you going to train, dude?
How long?
Listen, unless he's been keeping his sparring partners and all that other
on the low,
all on the super low.
That's a good question, Firm. I guess we will. We're gonna have to do a film study on McGregor's fights. But the thing is, different though. He's gonna be using his legs, bro.
Nah, a lot of the time, this guy's he's a boxer. But we can you know, sift out what's boxing and what's MMA.
Very different than boxing in a box.
Even the approach, even your lunge in
with Stone. Good sparring partners. He should get Laura Khan for speed and length and reach. Best sparring for Floyd. Good pick.
Maybe go to Oakland. There's a bunch of great guys there. It's possible.
No. Who's Mayweather training from Conor? I mean, do you think that Mayweather's taking this guy lightly?
No, I don't think Mayweather needs to. Mayweather doesn't need to really get specific sparring. I think you just get bigger guys. You know, Conor's been going from 145 to 155, even 175, right?
You might want to bring some.
Yeah, he fought at 168 that time.
Well, you just want like an Errol Spence. Isn't Conor also a southpaw?
Yes, he is a southpaw. And a very powerful
Earl. All you need is Earl. Iron sharpens iron. Earl's getting ready for a September fight. I'm pretty sure he's going to get in there with Earl. Why not? Why?
You might want to bring in an MMA guy who has some Taekwondo experience, because that's a style that Conor emulates a lot with his stance, is that Taekwondo style.
In and out.
I want to see him try to do that little crazy shit where he puts his jab out, then he bends down in some karate shit. I want to see Mayweather just straight lead right, bang! Give me some of that shit. But let's see. Maybe he's lost a step. He's 40, bro. He's going to be 40. I mean, listen, they said he was in the gym looking good, but the sparring partner, you know, I never seen him before.
I mean, are you really considering that McGregor has a possibility of winning? Like a legit possibility of winning.
I think I'm more so interested in the way he's preparing, because even though, you know, Mayweather might not have to worry too much at all about boxing skills and stuff like that, with McGregor, he still has to find a game plan, because he's done it for every fighter he's fought. Specific game plan on specific.
Yeah, that's going to happen in the first four rounds, though. He'll figure him out. He'll let him shine. Listen, he's going to carry him a couple of rounds till he figures him out. But he might right off the bat just pick him apart. Mayweather's always been fast. Has he lost his speed? 23 months out the ring. Listen, the last fight made $250 million right off the bat. Matt, they didn't really give a breakdown on whether or not they thought that this fight could, you know, obviously past that, but what do you think?
Well, the Mayweather Pacquiao fight did over $600 million total.
No, but Mayweather earned $250 million.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, that's. I don't know. I think that Mayweather's gonna get a bigger split than Pacquiao, than in the Pacquiao fight. So you may get more, but the fight may earn less. If you get what I'm saying.
Earn less in terms of what? You think it's really gonna do less than $5 million?
Do you think it does more than 5 million pay-per-view buys? Or do you think does 5 million
pay-per-view buys? I mean, according to you guys, McGregor had this.
That's another 600,000 pay-per-view buys added on top of the record of Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Listen, you guys.
You got to understand, Matt, the MMA crowd is going to come into this.
You don't think the MMA crowd bought Mayweather-Pacquiao too?
Come on. You're living what-ifs. You're living in what-ifs and maybes. What I'm saying is that it guaranteed. MMA fans will be tuning in to watch this box.
Yeah, it's a whole another pot.
What about the hardcore fans of both sports that you turn off?
Listen, everybody's watching this.
I don't think I'm turned off. You know I'm watching it. You know you're watching it.
I had a semi-casual fan who's a friend of mine text me, go, I will save my money and not buy this fight. and watch on YouTube later and save my money for Triple G Canelo.
Well, there's plenty of people that do that.
He's a casual, too.
Well, we're going to have to hope that, that fans actually do that. That's what Oscar's banking on. He's banking on casual saying that, but I don't know. I mean, it's actually made. I'm intrigued. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to see the build-up.
For the T-Mobile Arena.
Let's stay
in. You know what's the difference with this, too? Last time, James Toney got in there with
No. Don't bring that up. This is two different things.
But I'm not using it. I'm using it in comparison because, at the time James Toney stepped in, James Toney wasn't 100% in full condition. You know, I think Toney did it more
condition. He was old as hell. He was.
That's what I'm saying. And not even so much as that is that he wasn't. Listen, if you see James Toney's career, he's been in better condition. He's been a better fighter. He was young. So this is the intrigue in this is that you got two superstars right now. And Mayweather's not like he left, on his shield. He left on his throne. So, a lot of people are going to tune into this, and I'm interested, and I can't wait. I can't wait.
Boxing's
going to rule.
But you're interested from what aspect? Because early pick, Mayweather's minus 1,000.
Listen, I'm going for Mayweather. You stepping into another lion's den here. This is not MMA, so I'm not going to sit here and give Conor McGregor a 50% chance or no. You're stepping into the ring now to another whole other world. And like I said, you got a puncher's chance.
Now, Matt, what about this? McGregor's used to going 5-minute rounds. He's used to doing, all types of grappling and shit, which obviously makes you breathe a lot heavier. You have to have probably a better cardio system to do MMA than to do boxing because you got all that. I mean, I know when I'm.
Let's not get into that one, though. Let's not get into that one because every time he grappled, he got owned.
No. Max Holloway. Bounce back.
Max Holloway was 22. Max Holloway was 22, bro. Get out of here.
Guys. Radio invasion right here.
Cut it.
I know you guys are going to get excited because we're talking a little bit of mixed martial arts now.
No, he tried to give Conor McGregor a little credit. What I'm saying is that
it's not about grappling.
About the training too.
Think. It's not about the grappling. It's more about the exertion. It's no different than it's a lot different and probably more work than a clinch.
He hasn't gotten into too many of those though. That's the whole thing I'm trying to
ignoring training, Al. Come on, get out of here. In training, he is working jiu-jitsu, clinch work, and wrestling all the time. His cardiovascular system is very different than a boxer's. Every MMA fighter's is.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying that the MMA fighter is a superior athlete. Is that what you're saying? That's what it seemed like you said, Matt.
It is different.
No.
It does seem like you're saying that they got a better cardiovascular.
Get out of here. Listen, your heart being elevated at 150, 160 beats per minute can be done in any form. As long as you reach that, you're reaching your cardiovascular goals. That because he does jiu-jitsu and does this, he's gearing his body towards his sport, bro.
He works
he's
different.
Trouble. He's in trouble. He's in a lot of trouble.
His muscle work is very. His muscle formature is very different.
Listen, I don't. I'm not arguing that he's an athlete, but he's geared towards another sport. Exactly different. Yeah. But you made it seem like he has an advantage in the lions then he's entering now, which is the ring.
But wait a minute, guys. But doesn't he have some sort of advantage? He is, after all, fighting for two extra minutes.
He's younger.
Rounds.
He's younger.
And, could be faster.
No. But I'm talking about from the aspect of the 5-minute rounds. He's prepared to fight for 5 minutes, where Mayweather's prepared to fight for 3 minutes per round.
That's right.
He could push the pace. Maybe he could come out guns blazing more, even though that means he's opening himself up more.
There's a lot of variables. There's a lot of variables, and more so for Conor. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things he could get hit with that he hasn't been used to in MMA. Different angles. And I'm just saying that, Mayweather, he's older, but he has the experience. And come on, bro, you're talking about the best boxer of our time right now. You know what I'm saying? This guy's going
to. I'm just so impressed how he's able to continuously get these spectacle fights. Like, this is something now that's probably going to be remembered forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's the first of its kind.
It'll hold a record of some sort.
Yeah, I mean,
multiple records of
you have to give it to him, bro. You have to. I mean, I know people are going to say, this and that and the third and TBE. Bro, but remember, he when he says TBE, he means it all, everything, man. And he's fucking wearing this one like a hat for real. He is a champ. Listen, let's open up these lines. See what the streets think. And by streets, I mean.
Well, I have a very quick question for both you guys. Does this fight have any negative effect on either respective sport?
Honestly, my opinion, guys, I think this doesn't have anything negative towards the sport. I think that this is just something that we're seeing in our time that's very, very different. And either you like it or you don't.
It's going to be negative once McGregor starts getting his ass kicked and he goes MMA in the boxing ring. For sure. You know, like I could see like maybe like in between rounds, you know, kind of like Evander and Tyson, where something happened. Like I could see, you know, the fan man, something may happen. I can see UFC fans fighting all night in the T-Mobile with boxing fans.
Oh, that will happen. You will get some. Oh, the Irish crowd that's going to come over. We didn't even think about that. How many thousands of Irish people?
Oh, yeah. You, Ness, if you didn't know, this guy brings the whole country with him.
He's the Ricky Gatt of Ireland.
All yeah, right. What's going to happen, though? This place is only 20,000 seats. This is what I'm saying about these type of fights. Why would,
really? 20,000 seats?
Why wouldn't they open the doors, man?
I would have expected more, man. This is huge.
It's these corporations, these T-Mobile and MGM Grand corporations that buy up these fights. How many millions you think they fucking gave this guy? The last time MGM to get him in a Pacquiao fight, they gave him a fucking Bugatti. They probably gave him now another one for him and his daughter this time around. And
what's a Bugatti like retail price?
1.2?
Like 4.6, right? Isn't a Bugatti like 4.6 mil? You know
and
what I'm saying?
The second Mayweather has his name on it, you know it's up at least another 2 million.
No, you can't turn that down. I get it. But Mayweather, damn, at least for your 50th, motherfucker, think of the fans for your 50th. That's it. I'm not even – just for saying, motherfucker, he's not credentialing me no more. I'm sorry, Floyd. Let me get to this fight.
Sorry, Master Floyd.
At least let Sean, bro.
Listen, let me tell you something. Like I said, it's going to be a freaking crowd seller. To me, bro, you're going to have, you know, McGregor.
Superstars.
Look, Mayweather –
so LeBron nice. James is going to be there. Kevin Durant is going to be there. Bro, everybody. All those people. Kendrick Lamar is going to be there. Drake.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Kendrick Lamar is not even allowed in the building.
They're going to be there. Like,
Kendrick's not allowed in the building. What you talking about?
What do you mean? Kendrick can definitely get in. What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck? When have you seen Kendrick at a fight?
Mark Wahlberg going to be there.
Mark Wahlberg's definitely going to be there. Because
Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're going to be there. They're going to be there.
And a tuxedo and a nice dress.
Yo. Nah, I don't know who's going to be there, to be honest with you, but this is crazy. I can't all this time, I knew it would happen, but I never really, really believed it. It's still kind of crazy to think about it. Like, this guy is really getting in with Mayweather as O-O-O. Like, that's fucking crazy. You got to give Conor a lot of credit.
Super credit.
Salesman. He was able to get it. You know, people want to believe that this was Floyd. No, it was him doing his own version of Clubber Lane to Floyd to even get that hype going. And, you know, then Floyd right away said, wait a minute, this is dollar signs. This smells like money. This smells like money.
My name is Floyd. My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
Word up, Money May, man. This is what this is right now, man. This is a mega fight for big bucks. And you got two superstars in their own perspective sports, you know, and they're switching over. One is switching over to the other side. We've done it. I think this is the first time that we actually see this on the big screen. Yeah, we're MMA fighter.
Stage, though. This is the biggest thing. This is going to put really all eyes. You see, because James Toney was faded, and they knew that. And even when they had that other dude, I don't know, what's that?
James Toney wasn't near the level of star that either of these guys are.
Neither. This is it. Like, this is going to be crazy. I can't wait to see the numbers. But again, let's open up these phone lines. We're going to go out to the UK here. Actually, we have my man Young Sal. What's up? Sal on Skype, good, talk guys. To me. What up, brother?
Yo, what's good with you guys, man? Damn, man. It finally happened. They finally did it. I don't know if I'm the only one, bro, but I really don't think that's going to do the numbers that people are thinking, bro, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to do more than 2.5, really. I'm just looking at it. I'm just looking at the fact that, I mean, Floyd's last fight with Berto, when he was saying, yo, this is my last one, I mean, a lot of people would think, like, yo, I got to watch Mayweather fight for the last time. And he didn't even pull in up. What was the numbers? They said less than 500,000 or something.
500, yeah, versus Berto. But now, okay, now yeah, you not, got yeah. someone that people could get behind, someone that people could actually think could hurt Floyd, someone who's actually dominant in his own sport. Listen, he gives people hope. He's a great white hope. Believe that. We'll see as it gets closer, but I think people are going to start to change their mind. Yo, now we're going to get footage of Conor actually doing boxing training. We might get a 24/7. We didn't talk about that. We better get some sort of fucking all access from Showtime, I hope.
I just don't see it, bro. I mean, I can hear you. I'm not comparing Berto to Conor. I know Conor's a mega superstar in his sport and stuff, but I just feel like and Mac, I looked it up. I mean, I think you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think Conor's like biggest pay-per-view number was like 1.7 or something like that in the rematch.
Yes.
So I just feel, bro, that you put yourself to think about it. Like in a UFC card, the UFC cards are stacked. That's mad, bro. They put like 6-7 fights, bro, and boxing's only 3. I just don't think that even the UFC fans are going to be like, they're not going to care for the undercard fights. And if that's just price tag, like at $100, like the Pacquiao fight, I'm assuming it would, because Floyd thinks it's a mega fight. I don't think people are going to pay for that, bro, to be honest with you. I have all the time. I got people like that watch UFC come to the house, you know what I mean, just to watch a fight or something like that. And they're asking me if I'm going to get it. And I tell them, hell no, I'm not going to pay $100 if it's that price tag. Fuck that, bro. And that's them asking me. And they're the UFC fans. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't feel like there's going to be more than Pacquiao Mayweather. I just don't see that, bro. Because most of the numbers, I think they have to rely on the boxing fans. And I mean, after that last fight with Berto, I don't think the true boxing fans are going to care, bro. He's not, I don't know. I just don't see it, man.
All right, Young Sal. Well, listen, he makes a good point, though. What if we, the boxing fans, are like, man, fuck that. This guy's never fought. Why? I'm not paying for it. I'm going to YouTube tomorrow. And they only get those UFC fans. I mean, they still at least get about 2 million. You got to think of, you know, like he said, 1.7 was Conor's biggest. So let's just say Mayweather brings in another $500,000. You know what I mean? They're still over. The UFC is going to buy more than boxing fans. He's right about that. Hardcores might not be. I mean, I think
undercard. Well, he brings up the undercard. It's very possible we're going to get Gervonta Davis versus Tevin Farmer and Badu Jack. Well,
not possible. Not possible. Tevin Farmer made it clear. He said, no, we're doing.
You're going to get Gervonta Davis on this card.
But you're not going to get Tevin Farmer.
But you might get Fortuna. You might get somebody that's really good. I don't know.
But you said it's very possible you get Fortuna. Excuse me. Davis. Farmer.
Sorry, I missed.
Farmer made it clear.
I forgot about the Farmer. I forgot about what Farmer said. Hold on. But you're that's not disputing my point that Tank Davis is definitely going to be on this card. That Badu Jack is definitely going to be on this card.
Possible.
So let me ask you this real quick, guys. So do you guys feel right now that...
And neither of us move the fucking needle, by the way.
Hardcore fans want to see those guys fight.
Man, get out of here. Versus who? Who are we dying to see Badu Jack fight?
Why are you bringing Badu Jack instead of Gervonta Davis? And I said Gervonta Davis as well. And
Matt, I'll play your game. Who the fuck do I want to see Tank fight?
I don't know. Who do you want to see fight? I don't know what your personal preference is.
No. Okay. So now tell me who the public wants to see Tank fight.
I don't know. I don't think that they care.
Why are you bringing these guys up?
I think hardcore fans like Tank Davis and will want to see him fight. Just like,
so they'll buy $100 pay-per-view because Tank, Mr. I ain't fought nobody yet. Davis.
You throw Mayweather on the card. You throw McGregor on the card. You throw Tank Davis. You throw
real quick, man, I was trying to ask you a question. So what you're saying is that in the event that the casuals and the hardcores are not really wanting to, you know, put their buck on this fight, you're saying that the undercard –
No.
It's gonna carry this.
No. Time out. No. Casuals are gonna buy this card no matter what. We know that. Come on. We should assume that every casual fan is gonna want to watch this fight. So take them out of the equation. We're talking about hardcores right now because hardcores are pure.
So hardcores are going to switch over to this fight, pay that $100 buck.
Because of Badu Jack and Tank Davis.
That's what you're saying.
And you add Mayweather. Hardcore fans still want to see Mayweather box. We just maybe
burnt off by the opponent.
Burnt off by the opponent, burnt off by the matchup. I don't know what it is, but there was a section of
those. Who the fuck is that guy?
But you add names that are relevant today, names that will be future stars like a Gervonta Davis that hardcore fans want to watch, want to see his career progress. And if you match him correctly, yeah, you could definitely get a section of the hardcores back into the fight. And again, we're talking about a marginal difference, talking about maybe a 50 to 100,000 pay-per-view buy rate difference because hardcores aren't that many people. Look at Triple G numbers. Like, come on. So the hardcore group isn't that big, first off.
Calls, calls, calls. David Beanie, UK, talk to me.
Hey, guys. Yeah, interesting conversation.
My bad.
Okay. I'll just ask quick. Yeah, so what I was thinking was, I know, listen, it would be absolutely amazing if Conor McGregor managed to land one clean punch on Mayweather because not only, obviously, is he going to struggle to hit Floyd's going to hit him at will, but anyway, just imagine if, obviously, Floyd's clocks up a lot of miles on the road. Imagine if he does a David Haye and his Achilles goes, and then all of a sudden, Conor McGregor somehow manages to win. Like, the rematch would be go off the scale in terms of money, you'd think. Yeah, that was my thought, although he doesn't have a chance. You know, maybe... That's why I think people will still watch. And then Floyd's old, he's got an aging body. I think Conor McGregor will sell the fight phenomenally well. The previous caller balls up Berto. But Berto doesn't really talk and certainly didn't talk and really sell that fight. Conor McGregor is going to be able to make enough people believe that he actually has a chance in this fight to make it an amazing success. I think it breaks all Mayweather-Pacquiao records, so it's certainly order in the UK because Conor McGregor's massive in the UK in terms of MMA, so it wouldn't be a surprise if this gets close to Joshua Klitschko pay-per-view numbers in the UK. So yeah, that's my call.
David, thanks for calling in. See, Matt, more and more people feeling that this one's gonna tick those millions and millions of pay-per-view boxes. Dwayne Rochester, talk to me.
Yo, since this fight been announced, man, I've been getting text messages, phone calls from all my UFC boys. They hype. UFC people is hyped about this fight. The boxing people, as far as the people that I, they ain't feeling it. They're not feeling it. Me, I'm gonna watch it. I ain't paying for this shit. I'm going to one of my UFC buddies and watch it over his house. I ain't paying for it. But I give Conor McGregor a lot of credit for getting this fight. I'm a UFC dude. I like the UFC. I'm a big Conor McGregor fan, and I'm happy for him. The press conference is going to be the shit. That's better than the fight. The fight ain't going to be nothing, but the press conference is going to be the main attraction because Conor going to bring it. And I'm hoping that Floyd still got his trash talking in him because Conor going to bring it. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, all right, Dwayne, can't wait. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Santiago. Talk to me.
Hey, guys. So, need a reaction. Obviously, I was just kind of like, wow. So, they actually made the fight. You know, seeing that confirmation on Floyd Mayweather's Instagram pretty much just sealed the deal for me that this is going to happen. And just a month before Canelo Triple G, I can imagine that most UFC fans are probably, you know, very hyped and excited, and they got something to look forward to August 26th. Obviously, I'm with a lot of the boxing community that feel that because this is a boxing match, Mayweather's going to win this handedly. You know, it's no question about it. But this is probably still going to be a hell of a spectacle. And, you know, for a fact, that the buildup to this is going to be in fucking sane. I'm talking David Haye, the Derek Chisora levels of hype and insanity. Because when it comes to selling a fight, you have no two better athletes to sell a fight than those two. Obviously, I can imagine that Matt's going to do his own show on his own show. I don't know if we'll see you there, brother. But if you do, it'll be one of the biggest announcements on MCR since Mayweather-McGregor. Believe that.
Well, all right, Santiago, thanks for calling in. Matt, who do we got here? 516, who are you? 516?
Who?
Yes, 516-98.
Oh, hello?
Yes, yes. Name, please.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you guys today? Walter.
Walter, what's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. This is fucking crazy. Listen, I work at an attorney's office down here in Boca. And as soon as the fight was announced, I started receiving text messages. What the fuck is this? Literally three people came into my office who don't watch boxing at all. Telling me about this fight. I'm like, oh my God, you got to be fucking kidding me. This fight's going to sell so much. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's one guy that doesn't know shit about anything. This guy is talking about hosting a fight for this part, this party for the fight. This is crazy, man.
Mm. Smells like a TBV appreciation night. I don't know, Walter. Walter, I know you had some questions on that in terms of Triple G Canelo. We're going to be putting out an RSVP page on Friday. And as long as we get our number, we get our party. I mean, in New Jersey, Mayweather-McGregor, the money fight.
Yeah. This fight is history. Like, you know, I think somebody talked about it a couple shows ago. This is like when Muhammad Ali fought Lyle Zeta. He fought the Japanese guy. You got Hulk Hogan versus Mr. T. I mean, this is sports entertainment at its best. You know, you got two athletes, you know, top guys in their respective sports. I don't even know if people would consider McGregor a top guy skill-wise in his respective sport. But you're talking about two guys, you know, that are notable names in their sports, the biggest money makers with an opportunity to, you know, put it out there. Floyd's going to take the fight because he knows how much an easy fight it is. McGregor's going to take the fight because, you know, perhaps if he can maneuver around a little bit, he might find things to do outside of UFC because nobody wants a human cockfight forever. So I think it's a good fight. Definitely could be a TBV appreciation night if and when it goes down. I'm going to see what y'all talking about with Canelo and Triple G.
I mean, so you saying you would travel for Mayweather McGregor, but not for Canelo Triple G, or you would do both?
I'm gonna do both. Well, you said, you know, just now, you know, you're gonna put the feeler out. I want, you know, see what that magic number is.
All right. I'm shocked. I didn't think people would travel for this one.
I'm not really a fan of going to Vegas at this point, but it's for the fight, you know what I mean? And it's for the TBV. I want to be able to say, you know, I want to be like Info Joe to be able to say I travel coast to coast on my TBV business, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, you want that?
Something different.
Yeah, we got to get you a Gypsy Award. You trying to get in that Gypsy Award running. All right, I mean, I smell what you're cooking. I'm going to get to some other callers. Let me get to Fight Fan Franco and Charlotte. Talk to me.
Here. What's good, fellas?
Mayweather McGregor, it's official.
I'm with Matt, yo. Matt was speaking facts, because here's why. You know good and well Floyd made all his money off haters and casual fans. His whole career. That's what he made money off of. Now you got to add haters, casual fans, and MMA fans. This shit about to be huge. Mad buys. Everybody's buying this shit. Now, for us diehards, we got to look at it like, hey, we know it don't mean nothing, but this shit gonna be crazy, yo. This shit's gonna be mad. But I like, here's a few things that I like. Ness, you kind of selling the joint, though. Because you like, hey, McGregor fighting 5-minute rounds. That may give him a little bit of time in the ring. I think it just extends his ass whipping. At least it won't be a first round knockout.
I don't know, but, man. I don't know. Listen, it takes a special skill to be Leo Santa Cruz. Okay? And It's got to take that same special skill or some sort of characteristics from a person like that to be able to last 5 minutes punching. That's a long time, bro. 3 minutes is a fucking lifetime.
It is.
5 minutes is a long time. I'm very intrigued to see how well he does in terms of output. Not landing, just output. Because sometimes you can make someone not throw if you're throwing.
But that's not McGregor's style.
But we all know that Floyd gives looks, though. So I'm not worried about the output of McGregor. I think Floyd always gives you weird looks to anybody he fights, and they start hesitating. Unless he's just going to be just a badass and go in there and throw punches, but then he's just going to get fucked up. But, I mean, if he's really going to try to fight Floyd, he's not just going to go in there and throw punches.
Don't miss the most anticipated movie of this summer. All Eyes on Me. Rolling Stone calls it one of the 10 best films to see in June. An emotional masterpiece. Extra calls it incredible.
Tomorrow ain't promised to no man.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
An infomercial?
What the hell?
Papa Bad just came on, about to get us in trouble and shit. But damn, fight Van Franco.
I'm like, damn, that's my bad. Did I say something wrong?
No, never, never, never. Finish off. Finish up.
Word. Nah, but that was it, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's gonna be a big fight. I just think as casual fans, yeah, we understand it's trash in a sense of relevance, but it's huge in a sense of just the event itself. So hey, and it's not going to hurt boxing, y'all. Anybody who's saying that, that's crazy. It's not going to hurt boxing.
Yeah, I think it's going to actually bring some attention to the sport. Fight Fan Franco, thanks for calling in Charlotte, Carolina. Let me get out to some alumni callers. And I want to remind you guys, listen, if you're using Patreon on your Android and iPhone app, remember to scroll down. It's unlimited scroll. We did a show early this morning, something you definitely want to listen to, because it benefits you, the Patreon, our Patreon, and it's going to bring you, obviously, this more shows specifically like this. You know, you get that private bat signal message, and you know we're going live, and you know, you get that special treatment. Let's go out to some alumni.
JD, motherfucker.
There's a lot of things I like to do, so
I was originally coming in to be negative about this shit, but I guess I could be happy for the guys that's happy. And another positive way to look at it is, I guess something is better than nothing. You know what I mean? Because I don't think Mayweather would be fighting nobody if it wasn't for, you know, McGregor making a name of himself, you know, becoming a superstar. So, like I said, I guess something better than nothing. But as far as the fight goes, that 5-minute shit, that shit goes out the door. I mean, look, Mayweather goes, he's looking in the, you know, championship rounds like he's looking the first 2-3 rounds. So, I mean, I remember seeing a fight of McGregor looking sluggish and sloppy and, you know, granted it is 5 minutes, but, you know, that shit ain't gonna, that ain't gonna mean nothing. It's like, it's a whole different animal standing up. But I guess with that being said, you know, I won't be buying a fight. I will be going to a bar, maybe one of these UFC bars and checking it out. And, you know, being around that fight atmosphere. But, yeah, man, that's all I got.
All right.
Matt, how many fights has Conor McGregor gotten into the later rounds? Because he just brought up a good point, too. You know, that's not really going to matter. How many times has this guy been pushed to that fifth round?
Well, one, Conor McGregor isn't a cardio freak. That's been evident. I think, from the top of my head, I think he's had, I believe, 3 or 4 or 5 round scheduled fights. But he's only gone to the fifth round, I believe, once.
Yeah, so there you go. Six. You know, for the earlier discussion we was having.
And also, very, very quickly, McGregor isn't a volume guy. He is a counter striker. He is a guy that picks his shots. He works off of a very methodical pace, I would say. So I don't think he's going to be a Leo Santa Cruz or Marcos Maidana in there. If you think that's the style he's going to bring, you are mistaken.
All right. Let me go out to the 615.
Stainless.
Oh, well, you know, if I
was talking.
If my producer wasn't so happy we're doing
Stainless.
It, he would have known what was going on. You know?
I never memorized, you know. Like, come on.
To the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I gotta repeat. Stainless from the street to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, fellas, what's up? Ness?
What up? What up?
Matt?
What up?
Hey, man.
What up?
Ain't nothing, man. I got that TBV bill, so you know what I'm saying? I thought I'd go ahead and call in.
So what you think about this, man?
As a hardcore, I'm not really excited. You know, I'm still excited because I'm on the fence. You know, 2017 has been a great year for boxing. And as Ness just pointed to, you know, this can do nothing but raise boxing stock just a little bit more, because we all know Mayweather's not going to lose to McGregor. I won't be buying this on pay-per-view. I'll probably, like everybody else, go to a UFC bar, or they'll probably show that theater because they think it's going to be, because it's going to be a big enough fight, and just watch it like that. But I hope that this doesn't take the shine away from the real fight that's just a few weeks later. Because that's a lot of money to have to spend on pay-per-views, especially if Mayweather's is $100 like it was with the Pacquiao fight. And what was it for the Berto fight? Like $70, $80, something like that? Like, that's, you know, I'm assuming that Canelo Triple G is going to be about the same amount. And, you know, as far as I know, we still talking TBV party there. So I'm going to Vegas. So I don't mind as much, but since I'm already going to be spending that money, I'm not going to spend this little money on what we, as hardcores, have already designated as a sideshow. You know, I'm still going to watch.
Oh, no, it went from sideshow. Hey, Stainless, it went from sideshow to spectacle. Everybody's using that word today.
Well, I mean, that's something for those casual, you know, the casual fan. You know, when we were talking about Mayweather's legacy a few weeks ago or a few shows ago, and the guy Mexican descent called in and said that he was taught to hate Mayweather. So you may get those casual fans that, you know, buy that fight because they just want to see Mayweather get beat. You know, and you know, as you touched upon, you know, it might be that great white hope or that great last hope of somebody that might actually give Mayweather some trouble or defeat him. You know, when truly time will probably be the only thing that's going to defeat Floyd. But like I say, I'm more focused for that Canelo Triple G fight. That's the fight we've been waiting for as a hardcore fan. I'm going to support this fight, but it's not going to be with money out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying? I'll support it to boost boxing stock, because, like I say, I like boxing, but about it, man.
What about the Devontae Davis or Andrew Jack?
That's like I say, $70-$80. You're talking about pay per views that are 2 weeks apart from each other. I don't know how what service you have, but Comcast already puts you. I got Comcast Xfinity, and it already puts you. It's like you're paying a month ahead. So if I pay for Mayweather McGregor, you know what I'm saying? And then I still want to turn around and, you know, like, fortunately I got, you know, I'm like most of us, I got the jail broke. But if you got to turn around and pay for another pay-per-view at $80, $90, that rounds up to damn near $100 with tax. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to watch Mayweather fight McGregor, you know what I'm saying? If you got to choose as a boxing fan, which one are you going to choose? So I don't expect for this to be a big fight for, you know, hardcore, you know, but we're still going to watch it because we love boxing, and we know Mayweather going to put on that show. But, you know, thanks for that extra time, man. As I always say, please make sure that you share and like this and every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Fellas, good to hear from you. Appreciate this extra time on Patreon, man. Peace.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in, being part of the show, supporting the show as a Patreon family member.
He brought up a good point with this, you know, promotion being so close to each other. Who's doing the promotion? For Triple G?
Golden Boy. Two promotions. But this is exactly the reason that Oscar De La Hoya took to ESPN and SportsCenter and made his plea to the fans, because he knew that it was happening. And this is why we did this show about a week ago, saying that, man, that was our hunch, that based off of that interview, this thing was the real deal. And I think it is going to have an effect, you know. Some people are going to buy this one because it's that love-hate relationship with Mayweather. They might spend their money on this one. With Triple G and Canelo, you kind of, you know, you got to, I mean, I don't know, both fights, right? In both fights, you have a big favorite. But I guess it's final thoughts time. Matt, you're up.
One more caller.
Who's that?
The good old Canadian Jose, the Don King of Canada.
El Loco?
El Loco Sands just jumped on
shit.
I didn't know that was El Pollo Loco right there.
Careful, careful.
The liar. Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that full play.
He got the endless intro.
Like Coldplay, chilling it, OJ, getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers, popped out there,
Mr. Don King.
Yo, boys.
Don Arum in the building.
How you guys doing today?
What up? The Canadian Don King.
My opponent. I thought Enrique was going to run away after he saw that sparring footage. But anyhow, back to the subject at hand. I literally just caught the tail end of this because I just came out of the gym. Everyone was talking about it at the boxing gym about Mayweather and McGregor. It is a casual fan's dream fight, man. There's no way to deny it. It's unfortunate because it's going to overshadow what the biggest boxing match is going to be of the year. But I think it benefits us as boxing fans, guys. This has got to drive down the prices for Canelo Triple G. Wouldn't you guys think?
So you believe this fight's going to overshadow the Triple G fight?
No. His point about driving down the ticket prices for Triple G Canelo because of the Vegas market might being sucked up because of this fight. That's a good point. We may get cheaper prices for tickets come September.
Let's hope so. Let's at least hope it's not ridiculous. I mean, this should change the whole TBV reunion thing too, guys, because if all of a sudden we can actually get in and watch this fight, it makes it a little bit more interesting, right? I think more people might want to go. I mean, it's completely
watch
changed my outlook
fight.
On going. I was not going to go.
Triple G Canelo because McGregor will suck up the market.
Keep dreaming. Yo, Triple G raised his ticket prices last time out. He doubled them,
bro.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, Ness, they're not the only show in town now, right? It's like
you're right.
It's supply and demand.
You're right. We have to see. But I highly doubt
they're not going to be able to get
both fights. Will all the stars and celebrities go to both Triple G Canelo and Mayweather McGregor? I don't know. Like, there is going to be a picking of which fight. I don't know if it's going to hurt the pay-per-view buy rate drastically, but it's going to affect something.
I guess.
Yeah. The people that could, like, afford to spend, like, big bucks on seats, like on those $5,000, $4,000 seats, I don't think, like, obviously not the millionaires because they don't care, but, I mean, people that still have money but not, like, millions, they're only going to go to one of these two fights. They're not going to go to both. And there's going to be people that are going to say, fuck it, I don't want to go to Triple G anymore. I'm going to go to Mayweather-McGregor because it's more of a show. There's a lot of crossovers still. There's a lot of guys like Matt in the boxing world that love both boxing and Ultimate Fighting, right? So,
I mean, when's the last time we got these mega fights back-to-back like this? I mean, you know, maybe the fan is just, you know, going to be excited. Gonna be excited.
Maybe they didn't pay for both because they haven't been able to get this in a long time.
It's like I'm getting my fix back to back here.
Back to back, bro. Back to back. It's like a Drake song.
I agree. This is definitely like it's a pay-per-view buy. Like, you can't not buy Mayweather, guys. Come on. You gotta he deserves that much. Like, he deserves that much respect from us as boxing fans.
Oh, you're out. You're out. You're out, buddy. Use that boomerang status, you Canadian.
Buy Don Arum.
Don Arum. Jay from Orlando.
Yo, fellas, my bad, man. I thought I had press one a long time ago. I was waiting on from the beginning, but I ain't never press one. Hey, but real quick, man, y'all both right, man. Ness, you were right about at least doing at least 5 million. I say at least 6 million is going to do. But Matt was also right when he was talking about the undercard and putting names on there and it actually, like, making the hardcores who don't want to watch the fight actually go and watch it. Because I remember this for a fact. When the Andre Berto Mayweather fight was first announced, Ness, you shitted on that fight. But then once they started adding Badu Jack versus when he won the belt, I forgot who
George Groves.
You were intrigued about it. Who was it?
It was George Groves.
Yeah, but you know that I'm a hardcore man. I'm like a fucking a fiend, bro. I need my fix, bro. I need I'm like Mello's Vein and Sugar Hill.
Mayweather stacks his undercards. He knows he's going to find somebody
Now, it would be good if they got the seventh father, Gervonta Davis, but that's not going to happen. But he's going to find someone to get that on there. Don't forget that Danny's most important fight, besides fighting Keith Thurman, was on a Floyd Mayweather undercard. He knows what he's doing when it comes to that.
And it was Mayweather-Canelo. It was Mayweather-Canelo, a huge fight. It was Mayweather-Canelo, and Danny Garcia versus Lucas Matisse was the co-main event.
I don't think they're thinking undercard on this one, bro. This has a fixed...
Floyd
a fixed
on the
fan
card.
Base.
Floyd always thinks on the card.
All right, we'll see, Jay. We'll see.
He's always thinking on the card, man. But I know you guys trying to get up out of here, man. So I'll save my cards.
Nah. You kidding me? You got a whole another minute right, 30 left.
All right, I got a whole another minute. All right, this is what I go ahead and say, man. You know, man, I'm torn in between, man, because part of me, man, lately has been on, like, Oscar De La Hoya. You could see the writing on the wall why he was hating so much on this fight. And I'm kind of glad that they kind of did it because I kind of want him to hurt in his pocket. Because Oscar De La Hoya, he tricks you. He tricks you into thinking that he really fights for boxing, but then he throws the fight in Vegas. Why the hell did he have the fight in Dallas Cowboys Stadium or in the Dodgers Stadium? Where the fight is accessible. He don't really care about boxing fans as much as he does. He's just out to get money for himself. That's all he really cares about at the end of the day. So if it does end up hurting him, I'm kind of glad it does end up kind of hurting him because he deserves it at the end of the day. That's what I got, man.
All right. Well, Jay, man, thanks for calling in. If you haven't heard to this morning's Patreon show, definitely go to your Patreon app, whether that be on your smartphone, whatever one you have. If you have an Android or you're cool like me and you have an iPhone, scroll down and find all the content. I mean, we got all access footage on my boy, the Hippity Hipster, a.k.a. the Hunt Hunter. You know, we got Doomy Doomsday catching KOs, going rounds with Paul Wolak. We got, Canadian Jose making a case for her most improved fighter of TBV Border Wars, I think. But, I mean, the comments would argue that Matt is the most improved fighter, to be honest with you. You're getting a lot of traffic on that. What else do we got to talk about? We will be back today in about, 40 more minutes to discuss a little Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev, and whether or not a win over Kovalev makes Andre Ward pound for pound. He probably should be pound for pound already. We also did a TBV from all angles. Film study courtesy of Gil, the ambassador in New York City, and Pittsburgh Bruce. Gil, I wish you had an intro, but you don't. But my man Brucey, you know. Shout out to my man Bruce. He and Gil, pay for an on-demand. Me and the Hipster, we did a film study on that Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev one. Preparing ourselves for this one. Got a lot of hate. You know what's funny? I gave the round to Ward. What I said is I can see if someone gave it to Ward. And right away, they pegged us as Ward lovers. But, I mean, that's what you get.
It was fun. I was reading the comments today, this morning, and it was a good laugh. I had some popcorn, Haters beware.
No, it's just to let you guys know that this fight needed to happen again, man. There was just too many people, like, you know?
No, this fight brings out the worst in fans and media. I can't wait for the Ward Kovalev saga to be over.
Yo, why is your boy Nate Diaz being sour talking about for the number two spot?
Dude, that's hilarious, isn't it? Dude,
not hilarious. He got his ass kicked already by Connor. Like, he's hating right now.
Oh, my God, that was perfect. Dude, he arguably won the second fight, and he definitely won the first fight. He choked him out in the second round.
Yo, anyways,
make a box.
Oh, Jose's back on, you know, being a boomerang and shit.
He almost was about to
get boomerang.
Almost got the final thought beat. Jose, what up?
Yo, man, this is me being Bob Arum. I'm the promoter, man, so I get to say what I want to say.
No.
One of the things you guys didn't bring up, and I'm disappointed, man, is the whole Broner thing, man. It's announced. It's happening in NYC.
Don't worry about it, bro. You just Jose, let me ask you one question. Did you receive any messages today from Patreon stating that we were having these shows?
Yeah, I did. I actually woke up and I heard the show you did in the morning. It was good, man. I agree with it all. Like I said in my comments, man, the more Patreon shows, the better. We deserve this, man. We're the faithful guys. We're the ones that support you guys and love you guys the most, man. So I like the fact that you guys are taking care of us, man. So I'll be in NYC, you know. Maybe I'll defend my belt in NYC, man. Since I'm going to be there, maybe you guys could take me to Jersey Boy. I might have to fuck up Wolak, you know. Show you guys how it's done.
Oh, yo, Jose, let me tell you, Jose,
don't ever tell.
No, Jose,
that cut really fast right there.
I won't tell Wolak, but let me tell you something. That would be dope.
I will.
That would be dope if you came by and went to the gym.
No, even no. I was joking, man.
No, I'm messing with you. No, but I don't mean sparring, but even if you came by, but I will say this, I don't recommend it. You're gonna break camp, fly. You're taking time off. You better if
guys, man. It'd be so much fun.
Well then come on down, baby. Hey, man, come on
down.
I'll give you a taste of the Dominican nightmare before. Hey, Matt, I'll have you know this guy's been calling me out all day and shit. He's doing so good in sparring. He's been calling me out, talking about he and I for university.
Jose's confidence level is really high right now. Really high, bro.
He's in Canada fighting Canadians.
A little bitch spar headgear. Come on, Jose.
Ah, he got the Ninja Turtle face guard.
He got the cage.
People call me vicious, man. Vicious Victor. This is Victor Ortiz.
Oh, bad guy to name yourself after. I'm just saying.
The baddest Victor Ortiz I've ever seen. In my life. You're like a Marcos Maidana post-retirement.
Oh, geez, look at you guys. You can knock me down, but you can't knock me out.
Oh,
no, boys. No, keep it up. Honestly, I love all the content. It's amazing, man. I can't wait to hear the people. How many people are going to come down for the Broner? Hey man, because that's a huge fight. That's a mega fight too, guys. It really is. So
I
can't wait to see you guys all there.
Triple G Canelo is going to be super.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. So I think that fight. You know what? I think at the Barclays you do have to buy ahead of time, guys. Right? You can't wait for the last minute. That one will sell out, right? Or not?
I don't know, man. But sell out. I mean, what's a sellout? 8,000? I mean, no one's ever done more than 13,300. Danny holds that record, right? Did Thurman Danny break that, Matt?
Sorry, what was that?
Thurman Danny, did it break the 13,000?
Yes, I believe so. I think it'd be like 15 something.
Oh, well, there they go. That's the most that they've ever done is 15. There you go, Jose. But look, man, that's awesome that you're coming down, even though I'm just going to say as your friend, because you're my friend first, I think it's unwise to break camp and travel to another country during camp. But, I mean, your confidence level's through the roof, and if you can bring your gear, you get some work over here, and you actually intimidate Enrique, right? You imagine sparring right next to Enrique?
Damn!
And sparring next to Enrique, like, yeah, I'm in your gym doing it. What? But back to the topic at hand, McGregor, Mayweather, final thoughts. I'm crossing my fingers. That this helps us in some way, that all the attention it's going to receive, that we think as big as the buildup for this fight, we think it's going to be that it's bigger than that. I hope that it checks all the boxes. It makes everyone happy. And instead of it being a circus, it is a spectacle because we need it. We need it. And right now, 2017, I mean, it's been a magnificent year. I don't want to again allow a Mayweather pay-per-view to somehow ruin that in the eyes of the fans, because you know they try to hate on Mayweather and say that it's his fault, the Mayweather Pacquiao. They call it like the Mayweather Pacquiao era. We're just getting over it. But Mayweather did what he's always did. He boxed, and he's gonna box this guy. It's up to this guy to be your great white hope and do something outside of the box. Take a chance, you know. But very many have tried and few have succeeded. And I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And follow us here on Patreon, obviously, for tons more of extra content. Catch my co-hosts at...
Well, first off, final thoughts. These are the two biggest pay-per-view stars we have seen ever. And that's just a quantifiable fact. And then... we have the spectacle that it is, and I don't know what to really make of it. I don't know if I should be positive, should be negative. I don't know if I should approach it from an MMA fan or a boxing fan. But it is what it is. And it's here. It's in front of us. It's happening August 26th in the T-Mobile Arena. It's time to either get hyped and get on the train and enjoy it for what it is, or be bitter. And I'm choosing to be happy, to be positive. And, I can't wait to see this spectacle unfold before us. Can't wait for that press conference. You can find me, Matt the Hipster Hunter, at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace. Get out of here.
Final thought for me. I think this fight is going to be – I'm looking at it as a half full, you know, glass half full sort of thing. I think it's going to – it's got everybody talking about it. I think that a lot of people are going to come out, people that that haven't seen boxing in a while, people that haven't seen MMA in a while, they're going to come out and they're going to watch this fight. I think this is going to attract the attention that we need for both sports. And it's going to be positive for everybody. It's going to benefit both sports. And for the fans that don't like it, you'll end up liking it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I just hope it lives up to the hype, man. Hopefully. But Alex, give him some social media.
You catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linez. That's LAINEZ. Or catch me on IG, Alex _ Doomsday _ LAINEZ. And still trying to get this Twitter thing going, guys. You catch me on Twitter, Alex TBV.
All right. Well, we'll be back later. Make sure that you check your inbox on Patreon for that bat signal. Deuces.